Well, that's funny. My dial went back. Anyway.
Yeah, I dialed it.
The second greeting of the DD&D podcast, this time with the host that can actually talk.
Maybe.
Yeah, this podcast is coming to an end if he loses signal.
I lost signal years ago.
Yeah. All right. Hey, stay away from my camper window there.
What are you talking about?
I'm boiling water so I can bathe myself. Stop spying on me.
Oh, I'm actually out foraging on the hemlock.
Oh, great. Yeah, I think that's how Aristotle put himself to an end. Oh, we're going to play it.
I'm just kidding. But I am out here foraging in the field.
Yeah.
Eat your Wheaties.
Eat your Wheaties. We need to get those books. Got to make sure we sell them here.
Oh, right. Yeah, I got one. So we'll have to track them down and, yeah.
Hey, Ben, keep your cookbooks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's more important than learning how to eat weeds. It's important to learn how to eat weeds because, you know, if you're out of food, there's no reason you should be out of food.
Freefoodandmedicine.net.
Yeah. Yep. You should know how to gather all your own food for free. You know, how to feed yourself. But if everybody does that, then there is a problem that can occur that if everybody is foraging. All right. You got to actually be out there improving the soil and encouraging plants to grow. In other words, you got to be gardening, all right, in order to have enough to feed everybody, all right? You know, God made this wonderful planet. There's actually enough area on this planet to more than feed everybody on the planet. I mean, if we took the state of Texas and all food was produced in the state of Texas, there'd be enough land to produce enough food to feed the whole world.
I got a question.
Okay.
The animals don't garden.
Well. History shows us that the American Indians foraged to the point where they had hit maximum population. Right. Esau Island.
So maybe there is such a thing as having too many people.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's, depending on how you go about it, there's a limit to how many people you can have. But if you actually go out there and garden and work on the soil and encourage nature to produce better soil and better plants, then you can feed a whole heck of a lot more people than we currently have on this planet. You know, if you try to do it the way the American Indians did it, well, then maybe we have too many right now. Okay? You know, it's all a matter of method. All right? There's enough room on this planet to produce enough nutrients. You know, people are worried about the overpopulation and it's the problem. Well, yeah, it's a problem. But the overpopulation is also the solution. If everybody's working toward the solution, guess what? We have more than enough. This is a planet full of abundance. This is a universe full of abundance. There's more than enough for everybody. All we have to do, really, is share. Right? But we've got to share intelligently. We can't just say, oh, hey, you're hungry. Here, have some food. You know, we can say, oh, hey, you're hungry. Here, here's a piece of land that nobody's working. You work it and apply these methods to it, and guess what? You'll have so much food, you'll actually be fat and able to trade some of your food with somebody else.
Ah, wild carrots. Here we go.
Yay. They're tasty.
Yeah.
But they're very fibrous.
This one's really good.
You get splinters off of those things.
This one's not. It looks like a salad.
Are you sure it's not hemlock?
Tastes like carrots.
Yeah.
Does hemlock taste like carrots?
Well, I'm told, I don't personally know, but I'm told hemlock tastes like parsnips, which is similar to carrot.
I know this is not hemlock, but I love this weed.
Yeah.
No, there's another one.
Anyway, you want to save the world? Plant a garden.
Right. No hand-ups, handouts.
Yep.
Don't just feed
somebody else out, plant a garden.
Don't just feed people. Teach them how to feed themselves.
Yep.
Don't just give them shelter. Teach them how to make their own shelter.
Well, yeah, that's part of the problem, too. Nobody knows how to do anything anymore. People don't know how to farm. They don't know how to garden. They don't know how to build their own house. And if you hand them a bunch of wrenches and screwdrivers and all the parts, they couldn't put a car together. All right?
That would be me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's... You know,
I'm not a motorhead.
Yeah. I know I'm saying we all have to be motorheads, but we should all know enough that we actually know what's wrong with our vehicle before we take it to the mechanic.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can pretty much do that.
And when the mechanic does something screwy, then you know he's not really a mechanic. He's just like you, pretending.
Or they're a scam artist.
Yeah, well, you saw. Well, yeah. I mean, pretending they're a scam artist. They're just like you. They don't know enough to do the job, but they know enough to convince you that they know how to do the job.
Or they know enough to do the job. They're just trying to get extra money out of you.
Oh well, yeah. There's that too. Yeah.
That's what I do.
Really?
Yeah.
You're terrible. Oh yes, they call him Dietrich.
Yeah. What the heck? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's definitely a Dietrich characteristic.
Yeah.
He knows astrology, and he matches people up.
Yeah, I'm not convinced he really knows astrology.
Well, maybe not proper. But anyways, he studies and knows astrology. Maybe not as good as he should, but he's not using it properly either. He matches people up and says they're astrologically compatible. You can't get any better than this. And then when you have problems... Then he turns around and says, oh, I told you weren't compatible, but you didn't listen to me.
Yeah.
Just like with Kim. He told her that this other guy that she was talking to before me was the best you could possibly get. You can't get any better than that. And my dumbass said, let me look at the astrology and tell you what I think, you know. And I was like, I don't know why he's telling you that. And I told her the truth. And then she ended up with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let her go.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we weren't exactly that compatible either, but at least I was honest about our compatibility.
Right.
I mean, our suns were compatible. Our moons were semi-compatible. Our ascendants were semi-compatible. I think it was our Mercury's that were off. Oh, yeah, definitely Mercury. Our Venus's were off.
And your Mars is matched.
Mars. Our Mars was good, yes.
Well, no, because you've been telling me that Mars is not supposed to match.
Oh, well, that depends on whose astrology you're studying.
Right.
So, I mean, the one I'm talking to now, her and I have Mars square. The astrology that I've been studying says Mars square is not good. But this lady at church, psychic church, says, oh, yeah, you've got to have Mars square. You got to have Mars square. I'm like, okay. And I started talking to this girl, and I'm like, unless she got Mars square, I'll give it a shot.
You know, it might be that your other astrology affects whether you want Mars square or not. It might be your other astrology says you need chemistry. Okay, well, how do you get chemistry? Mars square. And the other one says, oh, no, you need smooth sailing. Well, how do you get smooth sailing? Oh, Mars trine.
Right. Well, our Mercuries are good. Where Kim's in my Mercury was not good. So,
I guess this becomes the second astrology podcast because we failed on the second astrology podcast last time.
This will be the poly-astrology podcast.
The poly-astrology podcast.
Yeah, because we have poly-cats.
Poly-cats, yes, yeah. You know,
this will be the most controversial podcast ever.
We definitely have some homosexual cats in our crowd.
Oh, yeah. Snow's gay. And Shadow's bisexual.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're kidding. Sort of.
Ice might do a girl, too. I don't know, but they definitely are gay for each other.
Why do you keep calling ice snow and snow ice?
I don't know.
One's a cat and the other one's a goat.
Fine. Does the two names mean the same to me? I don't know.
Come on now. Get it together, man. Bring it together.
They're a couple of white animals. What do you expect?
I'm sorry, what?
They're a couple of white animals. What do you expect?
No, one's not white.
Well, he was when he was young. Now he pisses all over himself and he's all sorts of weird.
Yeah. Nice. Don't eat the yellow ice.
Yeah. What he said?
Poly Astrology Podcast.
So somebody just drove by real fast?
Yeah, I'm up by the road. I get better signal up. I'm building my house up here.
We're going to build the phone booth up there. Then you'll be able to call in on a landline.
True. Well.
Which reminds me, I got to do the research. I got to call the company and find out where exactly they'd bring in the phone line from if we got phone service. Because I want to put the phone booth right there. I don't want any of their infrastructure on the land.
Oh, yeah, true. Question mark.
Okay.
Did you grab my blue balls? They were in the ignition.
Crap. How dare you ask me that question online?
So you got my balls or not?
No, I do not have your balls.
Okay, so it's still in the ignition?
I guess so, because I don't have them here.
Okay.
I don't know for sure, but, you know, I have it on good authority that there is nothing to be blue. So
how could I have them?
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody knows what that means.
It's all right. I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, a couple people know what it means. Anybody who's seen my keychain knows what it means. I like when I go to the store and I got to get change out of my pocket. So I pull my blue ball keychain out of my pocket, put it on the counter. Well, I get the change out of my pocket to count change, and people just stare at the keys, my set of keys, like, okay, dokey. Some people actually comment on it. It's funny. I get some weird comments. But most people just give me mostly weird looks. It's funny. I love it.
Laying down in front of a pretty girl?
Oh, I already did that today.
Well, you're dating her.
Yeah, I go, she already noticed it, but she didn't say nothing either. And because, you know, of course, they were dangling from the ignition. we got back in the truck, and we was about to take off. And I go, oh, yeah, hey, check out my blue ball. Or I go, see, I got blue balls or something like that. She goes, yeah, I noticed that.
My balls are so blue.
I swear.
Yeah, that's a disgusting bastard.
Yeah, that was my second date.
Oh, my.
First date, I almost got us killed because I almost ran a stop sign.
Right.
She was distracting me.
Uh-huh.
She was a distraction. I wasn't paying attention.
Right.
But I told her what my grandpa always said. The stop signs with the white lines around, they're only for women and children. Really?
I'm sure you said that.
Oh, I did. But my grandpa said that too when I was a wee little lad.
Yeah, I'm sure he said that.
Well, up north,
it's a little off.
Up north in the country, they actually still had some stop signs that did not have the white lines around them.
Right.
And I've actually seen a few of them like that. I was like, oh, they do exist. It's funny.
That's all right. When I had a newspaper route, one of the communities they went into, they'd consistently take the stop sign, paint it green, and stenciling go.
Oh, right.
And, you know, of course, everybody knew to stop at it, but, you know, the street department would, of course, have to take it down and replace it. And
that's messed up. Yeah. So, yeah, now, you know, our second date, she kept giving me crap about my driving.
Okay. You still there? Okay, I guess I'm going to have to model it. I think we lost him. All right, let's take a vote of the listeners, anybody who's calling in. Do I hang up and call them back? What's that?
No.
Okay, I'll call them back.